Welcome back to the Radiant Babe Podcast. It's your girl, Victoria Lynn, and I'm stoked to be here today to chat with you about something that God has placed on my heart, and that is comparison. But before we do that, I want to share with you guys a wholesome moment that happened this week. And you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I love sharing wholesome moments because who doesn't love a wholesome moment? If you're new here, I'm a wife and a mother to a 1.5-year-old, you guys. I have a toddler. So life is crazy. Your girl is always on the run because her little feet are everywhere, always everywhere. She's always on the move. So, yeah, that's my life right now besides the Radiant Babe, pouring into you guys. But something funny that happened this week actually was, I want to share two moments because just picture this, you guys. My daughter, she loves this artist. Her name is Yancy, not Nancy, and she's a Christian children's artist, a musician, and she makes the cutest like YouTube videos, like, and they make her into like an animation, like the actual musician. They make her into like a funny, like cute character, which, you know, it kind of resembles who she is, like super loud. And like her slogan is like, I like to get loud for Jesus. I like to make Jesus like loud. Yeah, my daughter has Yancy Not Nancy on replay. She always requests her. And you can find her on YouTube. But yeah, she just dances her little heart out. And the way she dances is so funny. I'm like, who taught you how to dance like that? Like, just like the way she sways, the way she moves her arms and rocks back and forth and bobs her head and raises her arm. She's just like praising the Lord. But yeah, God taught her how to praise like that and have a praise party like that. But I just think it's super cute. And my husband and I always get a good laugh out of that because it's just so cute. But another funny story was, you guys, my husband FaceTimed his sister, so my daughter's auntie, and she asked her where her broccoli, her stuffed animal, was, and she's like, where's broccoli at? And my daughter was like, broccoli? Like, she kind of like raised her eyebrows like, oh my gosh, where is broccoli at? And she just kept saying, broccoli, broccoli. So she was yelling like broccoli, as if like broccoli was gonna come to her. And we kept trying to tell her like, broccoli's in the car, baby. Like, we keep broccoli in the car, you know, for you know, road trips, because she has way too many stuffies, like a collection of them. But broccoli is her friend on the go when we, you know, when we're out and about. But it was hilarious, you guys. And then she started calling her bear, as if her bear was going to walk to her. She's like, bear, bear. It was hilarious. But yeah, I hope that gave you a good laugh. And before we start into this episode today, you know, God wanted me, I felt it like deep in my heart, like that God wanted me to talk about comparison. So I'm like, let's do this. Let's do this because, you know, I believe this episode will set some people free. It'll bless someone in some way. And if you're currently dealing with that, like, don't even have any shame about it. You know, God works on all of our hearts in different ways, and you know, his timing's perfect, and like, no Christian person is greater than another. So we should never, exactly, we should never even compare. We begin to compare up or down. So yeah, I wanted to talk about comparison, so let's do this. All right, so I really felt like God was pressing in my heart to do this because I was like, oh my gosh, like I've gone through this before, and I noticed patterns of not just Christian women, but even girls in this world, like, you know, comparing themselves to like prettier girls, skinnier girls, taller girls, richer girls, you know what I mean? Like, just smarter girls, you know. And I did it when I was in the world, when BC Victoria. But I, you know, I've done it also, you know, as a Christian woman of God, I've done it, you know, as, I've done it where I've like compared either like up or down, like, oh, like, you know, maybe I got on a high horse and did compare myself up, like, from someone else, you know, and I repented of that. Or maybe like, you know, I can share a moment where I've compared myself down and I felt less than, you know, comparing like myself to another Christian woman who's maybe, you know, in a deeper relationship with the Lord. And but it's just been a more intimate, longer, it's taken time, you know, because relationships take time with the Lord. But comparison can vary with like so many different things. I know a common one is like, you know, celebrating your friends when they, you know, something great happens, like a prayer is answered. That could be one, you know, like it could be, you know, maybe you see your friends are prospering sooner than you are, like their blessings are coming before your blessings. And you're just like, what the heck, Lord? Like, what about me? You know, like you're starting to feel like you're forgotten, like God, like you're like God's favorite is your other sister, you know, or, you know, like there's like long suffering involved in something that you're waiting for. Maybe it's like a job or finances or a house or you name it. It could be anything, literally a baby. You're waiting for a baby. You're waiting for a husband. Like it can be so many things. And honestly, like the word of God says, like godliness with contentment is great gain. And that's true. 'Cause when you're trying your best to just be like purified every day, like Lord, keep my heart pure and keep me like on the right path, keep me staying focused on my assignment, on who you've called me to be on this earth, like nothing can steal your joy and your peace, especially in the waiting. You know, you can celebrate your friends when amazing things happen, like, you know, they get engaged or they're about to have their first child or their second child, you know, or whatever. Or they bought their first house, you know, they got blessed with, you know, money because God loves them, you know, and they needed it or whatever it is, you know, there's just so much to celebrate as a whole, as a family of God. And I'm not just saying like, oh, this podcast, I love this. I love that God made this like podcast exist because it's like, so many Christian girls all over the world, like from different churches, can like actually tune in and be like, well, I don't go to her church, you know, but like, you know, we're here and we're like, okay, we know what it's like to be like a Christian woman, a woman of God in the making. And like, we know the process of it and all that. Anyways, I'm like trying to understand, like, I'm trying to think about like why I even said that. Anyways, I there was a reason of why I said that. You guys, I don't know why I'm having a brain fart right now, but I'm gonna say that, like, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, like, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Oh my gosh. Never mind. I'm gonna tell you that. Guard your heart. Because sometimes, like, you know, this can go for like, you know, we're having thoughts in our mind and we're like, you know, these thoughts in our mind could be our own thoughts. It could be the world's view getting into our mind, or even the enemy. You know, it's not always the enemy. It could be our own thoughts or even just like worldviews, point of views getting in our mind. And if we don't guard our thoughts, you know, and guard our heart, then, you know, we can get off track on like our assignment and why the Lord, like what the Lord wants us to do here on this earth for him. And, so like if we start gossiping to like a friend or venting, quote unquote, and it's like actually like gossip, like it can be a door for like the enemy to come right in and mess with your mind even more, you know, because he studies you. So if you speak out a thought like, oh my gosh, like I'm so like, if you say something that's so like not thoughtful, you know, the opposite of thoughtful, and you're just kind of like speaking without any wisdom, and it's kind of like foolish words coming out of your mouth. It's just like you're emotional and you're just blurting out a bunch of things on how you feel about like a friend, and then like, you know, the other friend comes in and they're like, yeah, and then it just like causes division and confusion and offense, and like it's just like you have given like the enemy a legal rights to come in and mess with your mind, because he studies you and he wants you to trip up. He actually doesn't want you to have quality Jesus friendships, like Jesus-centered friendships. Like, he wants you to be offended at your sister, at your brother. Like, he doesn't want you in community. He doesn't want you with quality friendships who actually root you on and sharpen you and pray with you at your lowest moments and celebrate you at your highest moments, like, or with you in the middle moments, you know? Like, he wants you to be alone. Like, he knows isolation, it's like, it kills people, you know? People, like, literally have, like, you know, who have taken their own lives, like they have probably felt so lonely that they felt like they had no one to call, you know? And that's a lie from the pit of hell, because yeah, that's what he does. He's a liar. So I just wanted to say that, because like I know that I've been there where you know, the enemy has lied to me. I've let him lie to me with silly thoughts like that, or just like so such a distraction and so like wasteful, you know, like it's just a waste of time, because distraction is a waste of time. But yeah, and it's so crazy, because like it does get you off track, and like just being grateful, like letting gratitude flow out of your lips, out of your mouth, and praise coming out of your lips and thanksgiving, because God sees everything. Like, he sees our attitudes, and he's like, okay, child, like, are you celebrating your friend? Are you waiting like patiently? And are you truly trusting me for my perfect timing, for whatever it is you're waiting for or believing for? Or are you like complaining? Are you complaining because someone else got the promotion before you, or you know, someone else got the, like, whatever it is, you know? Because gosh, comparison is like everywhere, I feel like. But I mean, it's crazy, because like social media, you know, it's easy to compare your lives when all you see is like the good stuff, like the good stuff that people are posting on, you know, social media. To, I mean, you don't, unless someone is like real and they're telling you their raw moments, like then you don't know, you know? But yeah. What's crazy is, you guys, there's this crazy story, where I don't have to prove my point to tell you the enemy studies you, but I just wanted to share real quick, like this story that I heard on, it was like, I think it was like CBN. It was like a testimony on CBN. I saw it on Instagram, but it was like the full videos on YouTube, and it was just like, this man of God was he was interviewing this other woman who was an ex-Satanist, and she basically said that like prayer works. So like she said, basically, as an ex-Satanist, she would astral project. So she would basically like, she would target the weak Christians. She would target, obviously, churches and leadership, and that was their goal, to like basically cause division within the church and people. And she said one day, like, she was trying to get to a group of people, but she noticed that every time she was trying to like basically it's called a monitoring spirit, where the devil's watching you, you know, the devil's trying to trip you up, the devil's trying to do whatever he can to get you off track, discourage you, divide you, whatever. And she said she realized that in the spirit, she couldn't get to the Christians who were praying, who were literally prayer warriors. So there was like a big dome. She described it as like it's like an invisible dome around them as they prayed, like as they let their prayers up, like that she could not touch them. So it's just, it gives us such a great visual of like how powerful prayer is, and how that should be our first and always option for everything. Like it's we don't play on defense, but we play on offense. Like, so we're always prayed up, and we're always just like, you know, wherever, before we go anywhere, when we wake, when we sleep, every day, every hour, you know, like just praying and being in communion with God, like, you know, just being like, being able to hear him. So you can pray against certain things like that you may be feeling like in the spirit. But anyways, so I just thought that was crazy because that was her testimony. Basically, she came to the Lord, and because like she was like, you know, that kind of like sparked her curiosity. It, at first she said like as a Satanist, she was angry, like, why can't I get to them? And then after a while, the Lord was like basically tugging at her heart and giving her this curiosity, like, wow, I actually have no power and these Christians have like all the power, you know? So that's, you know, how she came to the Lord, because of that. So that just shows you guys, that God turns all things that the enemy meant for evil, he turns it for good. So praise the Lord. Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, because I just think that's really encouraging for us to know that, you know, to just be mindful with our words and guarding our hearts. Like, so guarding our hearts would be like not entertaining the lies in our head about, you know, our season, about what we're going through, about other people, about our brothers and sisters in Christ, like about anything, you know, and asking God to like really search our hearts every day, you know, purify it. Cause like we are all like, you know, we're human, we do fleshly things, and we need to repent. We don't, like, repentance isn't just like, oh, the day we get saved. It's like literally every day, like, God help me, I'm no good without you. Like, you know, you come into my heart, you make me whole, like, and just help me to live like you. And he will. Anyways, I wanted to read also to you, it says in Joshua 1:7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. And then verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And it's basically saying, like, the Bible, the book of the law, the word of God is our guide for life, you know. Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, an acronym that like an old pastor of mine gave us. But you know, he the word of God is just like, it's alive and active, and it will pierce us, and it will change us, and it will transform us if we're hungry, if we're thirsty, if we're ready to hear from him, if we're ready to humble ourselves. And yeah, I mean, you know, it says, you know, and it's not easy, you guys. Like, I remember it was like 2021, and I remember God was doing like a deep heart surgery in me. And I remember that someone that had like, it was like the weirdest thing. It was like my friend, she went to go celebrate someone else. And I felt like almost like, oh my gosh, like I feel like very, like she went to go celebrate a person that like was her friend, but that person kind of like made me feel like inadequate. Like, so I felt like, oh my gosh, like it just was like a weird like thing where I was like comparing myself, like oh my gosh, am I like not good enough to be this person's friend? Or like, you know, like I just kind of had like a view, like a distorted view on like people and like friendship. And I just was like, this I hated the way I felt. Like I felt like almost like, you know, like, why is she still her friend? You know, like, why, like, if she knows, like, what she did to me, you know, like, and how she was to me. And I just had like a almost like a hurt feeling, like, oh my gosh, like, I was looking down, I was comparing down, you know, like, oh, I'm not cool enough, I'm not, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that. And it hurt, you know? And I remember, like, I was just like, I hate feeling this way. I remember I went to the closet and I literally, my husband's like, you need to go to the closet right now. Get in the secret place. And I was like, cause I was like, I just want to sit here and eat milk or drink oat milk and eat the baked almond, chocolate chip cookies that I made. And he was like, get in the secret place. You need, like, he tried everything. He tried talking to me. He tried praying for me. And he's like, you know what? You need to get alone with God. Like, go to the closet right now. And I went to the closet, you guys. I was on my knees. I remember I think I played worship music. And I just sat there and I was weeping, you guys. I was like weeping and then kind of like just spilling my heart out to God and telling him how much it hurt and how much like I wanted him to like take the ickiness out of my heart and whatever I was feeling toward both of the people, like my friend and the person who just like, you know, made me feel like, you know, not welcome, not, you know, never, I just never warm, you know? And I'm fine with that now. Like no one, you know, not everyone is for me. Not everyone is like my person, my peoples, you know? But anyways, God, like he literally wrecked me, you guys. I was in tears and I literally bowed down to him. I was like literally face to the floor and I felt his like warmth and his love and his kindness. And he was like giving me a hug. And I just remember he was just healing me. A lot of healing taking place in 2021. And praise God, like so much healing. And then so many after that, like as God kept like healing us, we were getting like crazy prophetic words and then prophetic words were coming to pass and like just crazy things. But yeah, it just shows you guys like, you know, like sometimes we have to like literally take ourselves, like take our sorry butts to the secret place. I'm not saying you're sorry or anything, but like take our sad selves, you know, don't be sad, girl. About anything, like don't let the enemy attack your mind, and because like you know we're stronger than that, you know, we're strong in Christ, like we have the mind of Christ. If we don't ask him for it. And I'm so big on this because like most of my life, like the enemy bullied me, he bullied my mind, you know, and I was a victim to anxiety and fear and depression and worry. And I was in bondage to that. Like picture myself in jail, you know? So yeah, that's why I'm so big on like talking about it all the time and sharing these stories. Cause I'm like, let's be woman of God who heal from that, you know? And that's okay. If you're dealing with comparison right now and you're just like, God, take it out, God, take it out, you know? And even if you have to keep going back to God to like, you know, not being attacked by this, like you keep rebuking that comparison in Jesus' name, you know, and bless your sisters in Christ, celebrate your sisters, you know, if one of them offended you, you guys are friends, like, you know, like celebrate them, still, you know. And, I think that's it. I think that's all the Lord has, wanted me to share with you today. But that's the last thing, that he wanted me to share. And, you know, when God, or if it's like God promotes your friends before you, whatever he's doing, you know, always bless your friends. It's crazy. It says in the book of Job, like, so Job prayed for his friends and then after that, God restored everything. So if you know, if you haven't read the book of Job, basically like the Lord allowed so many bad things to happen in Job's life. And he had nothing, like he literally lost his house, his health, his wife, his children, like everything. And then the Lord restored it like all. And it's crazy that it says after he prayed for his friends. So yeah, we need each other. We need each other as much as we, you know, think we can do this life on our own. Like we really do need other believers in Christ to pray for us, to lift our hands up, to encourage each other. Yeah, we don't want to give the enemy a foothold to like, you know, believe in these lies. And then we lose like good friends, you know, we lose good friends because we believe in like the silly lies in our mind. So something we can do also to guard our hearts is like, you know, guard what we listen to, music, movies, TV shows, whatever, you know, that is like, those could be like, some things in the world can plant evil seeds in your mind, and we don't want that. We don't want that. But yeah, I just pray that, you know, you turn, you know, your turn will come, you know, and 'cause God will promote you in his perfect timing. He will answer your prayers in his perfect timing, you know, like, just keep believing and expecting, like, okay, God, my turn is coming, you know, whatever that is. And also, like, just keep learning because he sees us and he hears our heart. He wants to see if we've, like, passed the test, you know, like, have we passed the test to go to the next level of, like, okay, like, this is what I'm entrusting you with. You know, have you learned how to take care of your finances yet? Or, you know, have you learned how to, you know, bless your friends yet, so that I could, like, give you more quality friends? Like, you know, like, stuff like that. Whatever it is, like, have you learned to be content with just me? You know, before I bless you with your husband, you know, whatever it is, just keep your eyes open and just, like, ask the Lord, like, to help you learn, you know, to help you learn from whatever you're going through. But yes, that is the final thing. That's the final thing. But I thank you for tuning in today, for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I pray that it blessed you in some way. And if it did, please share it with a friend who you may think it'll bless. Also, please rate and review us wherever you listen to us. That honestly helps other women of God, or even girls, just girls who are new in their faith, or even just like girls who are curious about Jesus, you know, to find this podcast. So yeah, if you want to keep following us, like, stay up to date with everything, we have a website. It's theradiantbabe.com, and also we're on Instagram and TikTok at theradiantbabe. So yeah, I hope that you have a blessed day, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.